converts would be able to attain the degree of scholarship necessary to attend the yeshivas of the Baalei Teisvos. But that this is a veiled reference to these people and these families who during the Crusades converted and who came back decades afterwards, so they still were identified as being Hager, as not being as pristine, as original as the Jews who did not. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. I just advanced it as something that piqued me when I saw it, an interesting theory. The Crusaders came down. It took them 2 years. In 1098, we find them in Turkey. When they came to Turkey, they made an alliance with the Greek Orthodox, and they fought the Muslims in a number of places in Turkey, and they were successful. They defeated the Turks, they defeated the Muslims, and they created a kingdom called Edessa, the Kingdom of Edessa. The Kingdom of Edessa were mainly Armenian people who lived in Turkey, and Armenian Christians, and the Russian port Odessa is part of that same word, the same district. And Godfrey of Bouillon's brother became the king of this kingdom of Edessa. Then the Crusaders turned south. They came to Antioch, which was the famous port in Syria, still is today, a famous port in Syria on the Mediterranean. And they conquered it, and they created the kingdom of Antioch. They then went south and conquered Tripoli, which is today northern Lebanon, and they made the kingdom of Tripoli, which is basically today's Lebanon. And then they came all the way south into Palestine, and they finally conquered Jerusalem on July 4th, 1099. And in celebration of the event, they took all of the Jews who lived in Jerusalem, approximately, we don't know, it's between 900 and 3,000, it depends. The numbers of the Middle Ages are always hard to tell. They're given to exaggeration, and it's not clear, but it's between 900 people and 3,000. They gathered them in all the main synagogues of Jerusalem and burned the synagogues down on their heads, thereby destroying the Jewish population in Jerusalem. There were barely 50 Jewish families left in the entire country of Palestine after the First Crusade. There was not another minion of Jews who lived in Jerusalem until the Ramban would come there in the year 1269. For almost 200 years, there would not be a minion of Jews in Jerusalem. The Ramban writes that when he came, he found only 4 Jews living in Jerusalem, and that he had to import Jews from Nablus and from Hebron, had to make them move in order to have a minion of Jews in Jerusalem. Godfrey of Bouillon declared himself king of Jerusalem, and the First Crusade ended as a tremendous success. All of the goals of the Christians were accomplished, and the Crusaders set about fortifying their conquests and building up their kingdom, because they thought that they were going to be there forever. The Dome of the Rock, the famous mosque, which is on the Temple Mount, you know, the beautiful blue mosque with the golden dome, the Mosque of Omar, which was built in the 9th century, was converted into a church. And the Christians came from all over Europe to celebrate their victory and the rededication of Jerusalem. Now we have one of the strangest things in the history of the world. Jews came with the Christians. As the Christians came to settle Palestine, Jews came with them also. Not for the same purpose. Jews came to reestablish the Jewish presence in the Holy Land.